Hey guys, it's Antiquated Ideas again, coming at you with more controversial news. I don't know. It's not a good one this time, as if it ever is good. In fact, it's you know, mildly concerning, just for your average freedom enjoyer. Our great overlord, who is definitely not old and definitely does not drink children's blood, has decided that our rights in the Constitution are not, as he put it, absolute. Okay. Let's fucking analyze this for a second. What do you mean they're not absolute? You mean those unalienable rights that we have are alienable? Whoa! Hold on there, Mr. President. What the fuck? I mean, really, like, am I the only one that heard that and was like, what the absolute fuck is going on? How does nobody hear this? I mean, is it like... I really fail to understand how people are so willing to be ignorant. They really don't want to hear what's going on. They don't want to hear the truth. And I mean that literally. They don't want to understand the very things that are being said to them. They'd like to create their own illusion of, you know, happiness and righteousness and I guess all the things that they're striving for with their politically incorrect agenda. I mean, you know, guns are one thing, right? Now, it's a very strong thing. It's a very important thing. But it's just one piece of the Constitution. It does not encompass all of the Constitution. And while I would say that it's the most, by far, the most important of the rights, I would not say that it's the only important right. You know, because obviously the right to bear arms is that which protects all other rights. But the other one, you know, that's similar to that is the right to free speech. Because the right to free speech means that you can call these things out before they happen. Just like we should have really been doing with this whole situation with Joe Biden, with the Democrats, I mean, the Republicans, whatever, you know, both sides of it. Fucking 30 years ago, people should have been as outraged as they are now. Because this is what happens when we allow ourselves to continue down this path of tragedy, really. I mean, but it's not undeserved. You know, how can you say that it's undeserved if people are literally allowing it to happen? You know, ignorance is one thing. Unwilling ignorance. But to be willfully ignorant is completely different. I mean, that's literally like people, say your mom got cancer. And the doctors tell you, oh, she's got cancer, you know, she's got fucking 6 months to live, you should spend as much time with her as you can. And you're just like, yeah, no, my mom doesn't have cancer, not gonna bother. So you just don't fucking see your mom at all. You're like, yeah, she's fine, she, you know, she's gonna get better, whatever, it's perfectly fine. You know, beyond the point of reason where you're ignoring the fact. You're literally saying, yeah, my mom is not going to die, ever, literally ever. And that's what's happening, you know, this is that willful ignorance to the point where it's extreme stupidity. I mean, it's almost unfathomable how extreme and fanatical these people are in their idiocy. I mean, really, it's... you guys know, I'm sure you know, it's asinine to sit there and think that this country is going down the right path. And I usually pride myself in my ability to see other people's perspective, the other opinion, the other side of an argument. And with this situation, I find myself increasingly unable to do that because it's just come to the point where it is beyond my ability of comprehension to understand the thoughts and the rationalizations that these people are having towards the situation in not just America, really, but all over the world. I mean, America, you would think, should be the last bastion of true freedom, being that we were more or less invented, created in the spirit of true freedom, liberty. But now, it seems that people have been taking, Orwell and all these other Huxley, was that his name? A Brave New World. God, Aldous Huxley? I really want to say it's Huxley, and maybe his name wasn't even Aldous. Am I thinking of fucking like Aleister Crowley? I don't know. But A Brave New World. Anyway, I'm blanking on the fucking name. It doesn't matter. It's like these people are literally taking these dystopian. By the way, dystopian meaning the opposite of utopic books as straight up guidelines. You know, it's like if you were to read the fucking Anarchist Cookbook, except every single piece in the Anarchist Cookbook was telling you how to suck the government's cock. You know, instead of fight the government. So that's really incredible. I mean, it's like living in Rome and saying, yeah, we should let the Germans come in and burn down our entire empire, rape all the women, and kill almost an entire generation of men. And then live underneath them because we like them so much. I mean, that's an oversimplification of the downfall of Rome, but it's kind of that same train of thought that people are following. You know, in what mindset do you have to be to think that your inalienable rights, inalienable, meaning they cannot be taken away from you, they are inherent, given to you by God, the same as your fucking soul, which some of these people apparently don't have to, vote in this old, decrepit, pedophilic freak that definitely doesn't slurp up children's blood like it's milk in a fucking cereal bowl. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's like they really want the Clintons in. Same fucking thing. What do you think, if Bill Clinton saw your daughter, he wouldn't try to rape her? I mean, Jesus Christ. But again, it's the same mindset of it's honestly, it's almost like Stockholm syndrome, but in this weird, perverted, freakish way. How is it, again, I mean, coming back to that, how is it that nobody is seeing what's going on? And I think, like I said, that it's deserved, really, because as much as we talk about this, and I know a lot of you definitely talk about these situations, we also sit there and we're like, yeah, I can't wait until somebody stands up and then we can follow them and blah, blah, blah. Why is nobody thinking, yeah, I'm going to be the one to stand up and do something about this? Now, I know it's because we don't want another Ruby Ridge, another Waco, which, by the way, when the fucking president can't even get the ATF's name right, but he's talking about a guy that was at Waco, one of the calling cards, one of the most prolific examples of the government using their absolute force to make people comply with them. But we're just going to ignore that. We're going to ignore the fact that the guy that was a federal agent there, whose picture was taken standing on the ashes of the Branch Davidians and still defending it to this day, is going to be, or is the president-elect, basically, for the head of the ATF. Like I said, absolutely fine. But people talk about this idea of a democracy, and we definitely don't have that. It's not that we should have a direct democracy either. I mean, if anything, this is an example of how a direct democracy can be bad, because a direct democracy often elects idiots, people that are con artists, sly tricksters, people that are looking to take advantage of a public position and use its fame and its wealth to put themselves in a position of power over other people. And just like Hitler did, you know, just like plenty of other people, like Nero, you know, people that got voted in. It's very possible to vote in bad people. But people think that just because they're participating in a democratic system that it's inherently good. And that doesn't mean that I'm justifying other governmental systems, I guess. Because I do believe that this representational democracy that we have, or the republic that we have, I think it's a very good system, actually. Maybe I'm jaded because I was born in the U.S., and so I see it as a very good system. I'm a good boy. I was brought up in the system. I love the system. God bless America. But, no, I mean, maybe that's just my personal bias. However, like I was saying, people that understand the intricacies of our freedom, of our republic, and our constitution, and our democracy, good. You know, conservative people, just because they're right-leaning doesn't mean they're good, but for the sake of this argument, I'm going to say right-leaning people that want freedom, and they want that type of democracy, you know, one where they can fit into this society that we have, that we've created, that the Constitution was established for in order to protect us. But even though I still believe that there are plenty of these people out there, enough to curb or even potentially stop the things that are going on today, they refuse to really stand up and do anything about it. I mean, yes, you have the examples of the thing at the Capitol, you know, where they stormed in and even the police were on their side, which I actually made a podcast about this, if you'd like to listen to it. I can't remember what the name was, but I think I said the date. I think that's what it was. It's worth listening to, just because I talked about this, how there's two sides to the story, basically. As there are to any story, naturally, but it's interesting. Just trust me on that one, I guess. Yeah, fuck. I forgot what I was going to say. I guess just because there are events that take place like that, there aren't nearly enough of them. And if there are few of them, then the government will make an example out of those events. And that's my point. I think that people are afraid of that. Nobody wants to be that first person. Nobody wants to be that Waco, like I was talking about earlier. Nobody wants to be the Ruby Ridge. So everybody stands down, and they refuse to really hunker down together and unite. Even if they have different opinions, all people that stand against tyranny should inherently stand together in one way or another. I know that's awfully inclusive of me to say, but, I mean, it's reality. If you have a common goal, sometimes even foes can become friends. And that's the motive that I think we should take today, is that even, you know, whatever differences you have with other Americans, if their ideas are something that you can live with, I'd say fucking get over it and work towards fixing the situation that we're in. Because I am deathly afraid that, and I shouldn't say afraid, but more so, I guess, sorrowful, that I believe it's going to become an inevitability that political violence will take place. And, you know, be that among extremists on either side, however you want to look at it, it's going to affect people, and war is never a pretty thing. And I truly think that we should always be doing everything that we can to attempt to keep the cohesion and the unity among our nation. Even though our states have different cultures, and as they should have pride in their individual culture, just as they should the unity as a collective of states. And I don't mean that in the same way that you could say it's the union of socialist Soviet republics, but I mean that in the way that, you know, you look at, like, the North Sea Federation, the German states, how they came together. America as a republic, how America came together. You could even say how England came together. You know, Wales and Scotland and Cornwall. Can't forget about Cornwall, by the way. Everyone wants to, but those Cornish people are fucking weird. Don't scare them. You know, they're going to do some shit one day, I know it. But, anyway. That's, I think, how we should feel. But the same way that they've neutered the Germans after World War II, our government is attempting to neuter us and get rid of any American sentiment. And even though it was artificially created and the preface for a lot of very bad things for the Middle East, 9/11 did give us some semblance of national unity, of this collective identity. And I think that's important. I think that if we want to truly preserve our rights, then we do need to sit together like that, have an idea that we can all agree on, somebody to stand behind, and founding fathers, you know, these people that we can look back at through history to say, that's who we should model ourselves after. And we have all that. We have all the pieces. We just need to put them together before the wrong person does. And that's another thing that I want people to take away. If you don't do anything, the wrong person's going to come in and they're going to do something, and everyone's going to sit behind it and they're going to love it. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that for today. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Let me know. I have a Twitter now. The Twitter is probably exactly what you think it would be. So why don't you give me a guess? Just kidding. It's Antiquated Ideas. So you can check that out. Maybe I post cool things on there. I don't know. But if you want to get updated when my podcasts come out, then there it is for you. Anyway, stay positive, guys. I know it's a fucked situation. World is a fuck. But I think we can make it out.